Michelle, it's good to have you here tonight. Obviously, this is just an awful story from beginning to end right now. Today, charges for Derek Chauvin, the former police officer. Your thoughts on what we've seen so far today?
Well, you know, Martha, it's very reminiscent of what I saw happening in Baltimore in 2015 during the Freddie Gray trial. And look, I understand that a lot of people are watching what's happening in Minneapolis, and they're very shocked. Some of them are very angry at some of the looting and the violence that we are seeing. However, I think that this conversation goes a little bit deeper, that this trauma that you see in the African-American community being expressed right now is not just a result of police brutality. It's a result of years and years of racial injustice and discrimination. And I see with similar to Freddie Gray, it's also shocking to me to see George Floyd somewhat in a similar position that Freddie Gray was when he died 7 days later after he was put into the back of that van. I think the charges that have come from this district attorney are pretty much to pacify the protesters and pacify those of us that are wanting to see stiffer charges. Why? Because he took, 3 days? It's been 72 hours? And even during the press conference, when he said he's been charged with murder and manslaughter, he did not say third-degree murder. It was a reporter that actually had to ask him that, and he knew that charge of third-degree murder was a slap in the face.